This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
At this new conference and on the floor for you, Democrats talk about this bill often in very apocalyptic terms, but is it really what's going on is that many people are getting a very modest tax cut and some people are getting a tax increase while a lot of this is also going to business, but it's not the end of the world?
No, it is the end of the world. This health care, the debate on health care is life death. This is Armageddon. This is a very big deal because you know why? There's really a very hard way to come back from this. They take us further, more deeply into debt. What can you do but raise taxes? They contend that they're a gift to corporate America of $1.5 trillion, could be up to $1.5 trillion, will be paid for by the growth it creates. And even their own people say, nonsense, not true. Not true. So let's be truthful with the American people about that. They throw a few crumbs to the middle class, but they give with one hand, they take away in bounty with the other. And why? Because it is in their DNA to give tax cuts to the rich. That's their purpose in coming to Congress. The only reason it isn't the end of the world is because America is a great country. And the greatness of America and the fact that God is always with us is what gives us hope. But it's very important for the American people to know how adversely they will be personally affected by all of this.
Kind of amazing that she invokes God here, too. Maybe she just channeled her spiritual side, you know, mentioning Armageddon and that God is always with us. Well, I got to tell you, for an increasing number of Americans, there's no place for God. They have no consideration for God. I mean, the idea that God blesses America, you know, for them, you know, it's the separation of church and state. It's like one of those deals. Okay, she said it. It doesn't bother them too much unless you're really out there on the left side of it. And you think, oh, my goodness, why did she have to bring God in? It's bad enough she said Armageddon. But now we're going to talk about God always being with us. But yet I would say that there are many Christians who are questioning whether or not God is with us. Because, you know, as much as we would understand and appreciate God's grace and his hand upon this country, you know, the things that America has done, would be antithetical to godly principles. And many are questioning, including Reverend Billy Graham, whether or not the hand of God has been lifted, you know, from this country. And, you know, we've had Jonathan Cahn on with us several times, his new book, Paradigm. And in talking about the ancient blueprint, you know, the blueprint of another nation who experienced the hand of God in their lives as the chosen people. We're talking Israel here. And America in the modern era is reproducing the mistakes of Israel. And Jonathan points that out in the book Paradigm. And people wise up here. And I would say that it would start with the church first to understand that this is serious. You know, God will not be mocked. And Nancy Pelosi talking about God like as if, you know, God is going to protect America from all its sins. Yes, God is a forgiving God and he's always looking for us to repent. But it's not without its consequence and expectation. America's knee is bending to the wrong things right now. And I see us on the verge of paying an incredible price for this because we have very arrogantly turned our back on God. So I think it's interesting that Nancy Pelosi would invoke God on tax reform when there are so many other major issues that America does not engage God about. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The U.S. president hasn't yet decided whether to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, according to senior White House advisor Jared Kushner. Reports emerged last week that Trump would consider Jerusalem to be the Israeli capital, but won't move the American embassy there from Tel Aviv, despite an earlier pledge to do so.
The president's going to make his decision, and
he hasn't made his decision.
He's still looking at a lot of different facts, and that when he makes his decision, he'll be the one to want to tell you, not me.
And to put this in context, Jerusalem, of course, is a holy city for Muslims, Christians, and Jews, and it's been a key area of dispute in the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. The Israeli government claims Jerusalem as its capital, but most of the international community doesn't recognize it as such. Now, if the U.S. were to recognize it, it would likely inflame tensions across the Middle East as well. Now, Trump's initiative to move his country's embassy to Jerusalem, which he outlined on the presidential campaign trail, has been condemned by the Arab League countries. Their Secretary General warns that the proposal would fuel extremism and lead to violence. An Israeli MP has been discussing the issue on RT's World Apart.
If any negotiation has to happen, it has, first of all, to be sponsored by an international, the international community, and not only by the United States. The United States of America is not an objective power in what's concerning Israel and Palestine. We have seen already how Trump's administration and Trump himself is acting on different issues. He is unpredictable. He is the, this is the least we can say. He is not stable in his policy. And for my regret, it is known that all the people that are working with him on the Palestinian-Israeli issue are very, very much loyal to the Israeli side. If we take into consideration also the American interests in the region and how Israel is serving these interests, for my regret, that's why I do not see that the United States of America, especially headed by Trump, is a good news for the Palestinian issue.
And, you know, the thing is that's bothering me, and Bill Clinton kind of drew reference to this, believe it or not. You know, with all the foibles and the flaws of one Bill Clinton that seem to be circulating these days, you know, I'll tell you, he can be reasonable. And the things that he talked about in terms of this, you know, tribalism that's taken place and, you know, and that we're not looking to, you know, to the greater cause here. And this is what's happening. You know, listen to how she talked about Trump, that somehow he's unstable because he has an opinion and he takes a side. I mean, what's unstable here is what has been going on between the Palestinians and Israelis for a long time. They have had a long time to solve this problem. They've had plenty of time to solve this problem. And it doesn't seem like the Palestinians are willing, nor is there a tenable basis on which to connect and bring peace there between the two parties. you know, you can't negotiate with somebody when they insist 100% that it has to be their way. Yeah, I'm happy to negotiate with you. You just have to give me everything I want. And everything I want includes your non-existence. Well, you know, it just doesn't work that way. To me, that's off the rails. That's unreasonable. And it's interesting the way she puts it on Trump. The other thing, coming back home here, you know, of course, a lot of people are talking about this FBI agent that seems to be in the center of everything that is Hillary Clinton, everything that represents the deep state, or what I like Mike Huckabee in calling it the sewer, because the deep state as a swamp. You know, the swamp does have some functionality in terms of, you know, the environment. There is some reciprocal purpose and symbiotic relationship between the swamp. But I don't understand the, you know, certainly the swamp idea. So I like that Huckabee changed it to calling it, you know, the sewer, because that is what is going on in the Beltway, that we've got to clean this up. But listen to this cut here. This is about this FBI agent that is the center of all the controversy going on right now. Do we have that, Scott?
Peter Strzok, who is now at the center of a new investigation, was on the ground floor of the Clinton email counterintelligence referral from the Intelligence Community Inspector General to the FBI in 2015 after highly classified information passed through Clinton's unsecured server used exclusively for government business. And according to a lengthy New York Times profile on FBI Director James Comey just 2 weeks before he was fired, a profile done with the full cooperation of the FBI media office, this FBI agent Strzok was central to discussions about intent and whether to prosecute Clinton under the gross negligence statute, though intent is not required. He was also a key player in drafting of the July statement by Director Comey that recommended against criminal charges, now referred to as the exoneration statement. And he was in the lead on the review of classified emails found on Anthony Weiner's computer that belonged to his estranged wife and Clinton aide, Huma Abedin. This review reopened and closed the Clinton email case just days before the election. The fired FBI director took issue with the president's statement, saying in a tweet that he wants the American public to know the FBI is honest, strong, and independent. This morning, a senior presidential advisor to Mr. Trump said he is on solid ground.
This revelation that a decidedly, definitively anti-Trump FBI investigator was involved in the Hillary Clinton interviews, as the president says, is now starting to make a lot of sense. It's very frustrating to many law-abiding Americans who look up and always see a double standard, always see special exceptions for Hillary Clinton.
Comey and his old boss, the Attorney General Loretta Lynch, are also the subject of a Justice Department Inspector General investigation for their actions during the Clinton email case and how it was handled, specifically with Comey going outside the chain of command with that statement in July of last year, Sandra.
And Catherine, are we seeing strong congressional reaction to all of this?
Well, in the Sindley talk shows, a senior Republican Senator Lindsey Graham cautioned the president against speaking out too heavily.
I would just say this, Mr. President. There's an ongoing criminal investigation. Comey may be part of it. You tweet and comment regarding ongoing criminal investigations at your own peril. I'd be careful if I were you, Mr. President. I'd watch this.
And with the big development Friday that former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn has pled guilty to lying to the FBI, that's a violation of 18 U.S.C. 1001 over his conversations with the Russian ambassador, and a plea agreement that stipulates full cooperation in the possible prosecution of other individuals, a senior Senate Democrat is predicting more fallout for the White House, Sandra.
You know, how can the voter keep track of all this, Scott? There are so many moving parts on this deal. I mean, this FBI agent who has been reassigned, interestingly enough, they find out this information. Mueller finds out the information that he's rather prejudiced because of texts he's been sending to his girlfriend. I mean, you know, and then what do? They reassign him to HR, to human rights. Here's a guy who conceivably on the surface could be charged with some sort of sexual harassment, you know, potentially. And then they, you know, talk about letting the fox off in the hen house, unless I'm missing something and misunderstand something here. But anyway, that aside, this guy seems to be a potential linchpin to all this stuff that's controversial regarding James Comey, Hillary Clinton, and the probe, the subsequent probe now, and the special counsel. Wow. Stay tuned, and I understand your brain may be getting a little bruised here because there's lots of things to keep track of, right? When you think you have all the players in mind, all of a sudden now Peter Stroke comes into play here. The details will be forthcoming, no doubt. Stay with us as best we can find them.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day. Yes, coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Not since the controversial decision by the court in Los Angeles with OJ has there been so much controversy coming out of the West Coast in San Francisco. And this is regarding the illegal that was determined to be not guilty in the Kate Steinle murder And fury abounding is kind of a mild term. I think the repercussions of this whole situation, as we had said when it first broke out, is that could this have an impact on the Dreamers, on DACA, everything that has to do with immigration? Quite possibly. And, of course, here now the Department of Justice is filing an arrest warrant for the illegal immigrant acquitted in the Kate Steinle case. And here to tell us more about it is Maria Espinoza. She's the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria Espinoza, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. It could be a lot better, of course.
Yeah, I understand.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Like you, Maria, I'm sure for everybody associated with the Remembrance Project, this had to be such a shock and a miscarriage of justice. I mean, you just can't even, you know, I would think in the most reasonable of reasonable mindsets, could you come up with this conclusion?
I don't think so at all. I mean, but however, you have to consider the source. It's the San Francisco Sanctuary City mindset of the jury pool that they had that was chosen. But, you know, a year and a half ago, I held with other groups a press conference right there on Pier 14. And the following day, we attended the first hearing, and the defense attorney did state that his defense would be this was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just no accident where a grown man finds a gun or brings a gun to the pier and points it and pulls the trigger. I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing when he pulled the trigger and it killed Kate Steinle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and the other stories that maybe I stepped on the gun, and some of the suggestions of that particular gun, and anybody who's familiar with that type of gun understands that, the attorney was stretching this a bit, no doubt. Maria, let me ask you this, because this is the other thing that came out and certainly was came out loud and clear to me in the conference, in the news conference after the verdict, and that was the lead attorney for the immigrant, for the illegal immigrant. He had to bring in Trump. How much of this Trump derangement syndrome do you think influenced the jury as well?
Well, I think it's political correctness. If he wanted to mention Trump, and then he might as well mention millions of people who are for current law, supporting and enforcing current law, and we want a lawful community, our borders secured, and make our community safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's what they're saying here. They've completely politicized the safety of all Americans, not just Republicans or conservatives, you know, or Trump supporters, because there are Democrats who support President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it does have something to do with it. They're politicizing all American life, whether they want a larger voter block like the Democrats do with the illegal alien population here in the country. And also, if the Republicans want to kowtow to the U.S. Chambers of Commerce and the Special Interest Open Borders Group to be reelected. So I think the American people need to take note, and I think that we all are. The average American is realizing that we're upside down and that illegal aliens, non-citizens, people who snuck into our country, did not ask permission, did not knock on our front door, are second-class citizens in their own country.
You know, well, and this particular guy is the worst of the worst. I mean, with multiple felonies, you know, which was interesting. I thought in the case itself, they couldn't address the previous felonies. But yet the only charge he had was that he was a felon in possession of a gun. So I'm not sure how you get through that pretzel logic to come up with that.
Right. And the justice system, I mean, the Justice Department hopefully will go ahead and press give him the maximum charges, which is, according to the U.S. Attorney's Criminal Manual, a felon who has already been deported and has had a felony conviction can receive up to the maximum of 10 years. So he has 7 felony convictions. And if I'm reading this law correctly, I'm not a lawyer, but this man can get up to 70 years in prison.
Well, in that particular case, compared to what seems to be a slap in the hand by, you know, by the legal system in California, I think people would definitely feel a lot better, and maybe this could go a long way in, you know, moving the country. I mean, you know, farther away from this crazy mindsets in California. Maria, I was born and raised in California, and I saw what was happening. I mean, I've been here in the East Coast in Florida for the last 4 years, moved here. But I look and see the things that, because I still have my four sons in California, and I see this craziness that's happening, and that, you know, it's bad enough that you have sanctuary cities. Now, you know, Governor Brown signs in the bill making the entire state a sanctuary state. This just doesn't make sense when you want to ignore the law. I mean, you know, time and again, you know, I don't care if you're talking about illegal immigration or, you know, you name it, at the basis of every one of these problems is people just don't want to adhere to the law anymore.
Right. And that's a good point. You know, we encourage and support Attorney General Jeff Sessions to do all he can in putting pressure on these sanctuary, you know, cities, counties, and states in keeping the federal government, I mean, federal funds away from, out of their hands, because if you look at this too, Bill, that there are cities like, I want to say it was L.A. and New York, you know, Chicago.
Baltimore, yeah.
Was it Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore's William.
Setting up slush funds for illegal aliens. So we're taking taxpayer dollars and giving them to help illegal aliens circumvent our laws. It's completely crazy, and your listeners need to stay engaged, stand up, speak out more. And, you know, it does work to continue calling your elected officials on every level of government and asking for the same common sense solutions. Enforce existing laws, secure our borders, build the wall, Bill. That was due us in 1986, and we the people are still waiting for that wall.
And exactly.
America first. Mm-hmm. We need to support President Donald Trump's America first agenda. And, right. And we can't go wrong with that. If we have the best interests of our country so that we can be strong, and a lot of other countries depend on America.
Mm-hmm.
No, we need to be the strong one in making sure that our liberties and freedoms are preserved, our sovereignty of our nation are preserved. Otherwise, we're not a nation at all.
Exactly. Well, Maria, you and I, with both Hispanic last names and clearly a Hispanic background, the Democrats want to put us all into the same bucket and say that, you know, you and I must be crazy because we're speaking for reason and that we're not going along with the get-along crowd here. You know, there, you know, and what I have continued to maintain is that whether it's the pundits, political operatives, they have miscalculated the heart and soul of the Hispanic community because they do not understand that, you know, we care about our families. We want security. We believe in the rule of law.
Absolutely. And you, like my friend Chris Alfredo up here in Dallas, he's a radio show host, too.
Mm.
He's a liberty-loving Latino, just like you are, Bill.
Right.
We don't get the microphone often enough, and, you know, the other mainstream media, the fake news, wants to put forth those Latinos who are paid to go down the list of their bullet points.
Exactly. Well, this is what we love about being independent, Maria, is that we're not beholden to anybody. Maria Espinoza, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Keep up the great work, Maria. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Take care.
Merry Christmas. God bless you.
God bless.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army. 2017 marks the Salvation Army's 127th Red Kettle campaign, which raises money for families and individuals in need. This year, the Salvation Army is encouraging everyone to join the fight for good, to help the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. For more than two decades, the Dallas Cowboys have partnered with the Salvation Army to kick off the Red Kettle campaign and have helped raise nearly $2.2 billion. Commissioner David Hudson, National Commander of the Salvation Army.
As Christmas approaches, we see challenges facing those hit with hardship. Now, more than ever, other Americans need our help. Recent natural disasters have displaced thousands of people who don't know where they can find a holiday meal or a warm bed, or if they'll have one at all. This holiday season, we urge every American to adopt a cause that they are passionate about, whether it be hunger, shelter, or Christmas assistance, and help fill the Salvation Army's red kettles across the country.
To join the fight for good, visit redkettlereason.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Ken Cuccinelli joins us now. Ken is an American politician, also served as the 46th Attorney General of Virginia from 2010 until 2014, was a Republican nominee for governor of Virginia in the 2013 Virginia gubernatorial election, but you don't want to get me started there because I think it's one of the biggest mistakes that Virginia ever made in not making him governor. I just have to say that, Ken. If you don't mind me taking a little bit of liberty. Oh, yeah, that's right. This is my show, so I can say that. But today,
you get to do that, right?
Yeah, and today Ken is the director of the Regulatory Action Center at Freedom Works Foundation. Ken, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about restoring our Internet freedom here. And the FCC chairman gave us some encouragement and gave us notice, unlike the previous regimes of the FCC. We're getting advance notice on huge Internet change, right?
Yeah, the transparency difference is monumental to begin with, from one regime to the other. But also, now the Internet will, you know, be opened back up and freed from government regulation again, as it was for most of its life. The Obama-governed FCC tried from about 2010 right to the end, successfully at points, to impose government regulation and to treat it like a public utility. And they called it net neutrality. And the one thing your listeners should keep in mind is that on a bipartisan basis, if Washington is calling it neutral, the one thing you know, if you know nothing else about it, is that it is not neutral.
Exactly.
Like the Affordable Care Act, the one thing you know, it is not affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea. And this was to pick winners and losers. That was the intention. And it was and they would be governing, regulating content. And Chairman Pai, the new FCC chairman, has proposed what amounts to a regulation to get rid of that regulation. And thus, your point, Bill, we're going to have freedom fully unfettered again on the Internet. Is that perfect? Freedom is never exercised perfectly, but it beats the tar out of having government try to supposedly make it better by them picking their winners and losers.
Well, already we've seen the kind of power that, Google and some of these other entities have been able to exercise potentially. I mean, this was starting to get pretty scary, Ken.
Well, that's right. And you know, there are legitimate policy concerns about the raw amount of uncompetitive power that is wielded in various industries. And it's hard to think in antitrust terms anymore on the Internet. So, you know, what does Google compete with, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Bing, other search engines, that isn't how they make their money. They drive traffic that way. I guess they make a good bit of money that way by driving traffic and selling ads and so forth. But, you know, how do you regulate that? Over in Europe, they're slowing down all those kinds of entities with privacy laws and so forth. And that may be all well and good if they put up the content, but that isn't what Google does, right?
So exactly right.
Under the Obama administration, they were starting to dabble in regulating all of this stuff, and one of the direct consequences is literally hundreds of billions of dollars of planned investment in Internet infrastructure was pulled by all sorts of entities.
Mm-hmm.
And because what was happening with the Obama regime was that they were telling the owners of Internet, and your listeners, again, need to think, Internet isn't some ethereal thing. It's wires and it's cables and it's computers, basically, and power sources. Who owns those things? All sorts of different entities own those things. The ones we're used to are the big ones, like Verizon and Comcast. But there's literally tens of thousands of them that own their own portions of the physical thing we call the Internet. And they were going to be told, and we're being told, what to do with their property.
Yeah, this is pretty, exactly. And so, you know, here we are today. Now we're going back. We're retrofitting the Internet, so to speak, with this new FCC chairman and Republicans, in position to reverse some of these things. What will this look like going forward? And can we hold the line on this to where, you know, we don't end up with another Democrat in the Oval Office and all of a sudden we're revisiting Barack Obama one more time?
Well, it is worth people being educated that a free Internet is one of the things at stake in an election. And compared to Obama and what Hillary had promised to continue, the election of Donald Trump has presented an opportunity to increase freedom and opportunity and investment by getting government out of this regulatory arena that they've only been in since 2015. I mentioned they tried to get in 2010, and you told your listeners I used to be the Attorney General of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
In 2010, I led a state effort to join in a lawsuit challenging the way net neutrality was done back in 2010, and we won. The court threw it out.
Right.
But the court also kind of gave them a guidepost for how to go about doing it legally. So they turned right around and started doing it again. And in 2015, they imposed regulation, utility-like regulation on the Internet. And it has quashed an awful lot of investment. A lot of companies that thought that this was going to continue to be the productivity engine of all productivity engines, greatest thing since fire in that regard. Literally, I think maybe the printing press competes with it, but a lot of that investment dried up when they realized it was going to be subject to government dictation of
exactly
how they got to use their property.
Well, you know, you talk about the $125 billion in broadband infrastructure that was killed. What are we looking at on the bright side? I got to think many more billions than that now that we open up the market. And, oh, yes, let's embrace the very thing that made America great in the first place, liberty and freedom.
Right. What a crazy concept,
yeah.
You know, because that's only been proven for 250 years or whatever.
Right.
And it is amazing how resilient to facts the human mind is and to actual experience. I mean, socialism and communism continues to fail, and yet we have people here in Virginia. We just had elections where essentially that perspective prevailed, certainly in the legislative races. And I don't know how many times we've got to, you know, impede ourselves and destroy opportunity and freedom before we get the message ourselves.
Yeah, well,
but apparently the answer to that is we never will, and these fights are going to go on forever.
Well, it's like my old mentor used to say, Ken, sometimes you have to fall off the roof to find out the law of gravity really is.
It's true.
You know, and I mean, all these kids are being indoctrinated in our educational institutions, the things they come out with. And, of course, parents are still shaking their heads after welcoming their children after a partial semester of college. And already they've been, you know, reoriented, and they want to have them deprogrammed because the stuff that was going around the Thanksgiving dinner table was shocking for many households.
I'm paying for this?
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, but look, if we don't know what freedom is, I think we've taken it for granted. And these kids, this next generation, which we're, you know, as Ronald Reagan says, you know, we hand the baton on to the next generation. It's not passed into the genes. It's something they themselves have to catch and embrace and fight for. And here it is. You know, you and I have been fighting all our lives for freedom, and even harder because we understand what oppression looks like as much as we can. I mean, we didn't come from a country, you know, recently, but certainly a lot of immigrants have come here running to the freedom and the liberty of America because of the oppression that they experienced.
That's right.
Well, without a doubt. And well, Ken Cuccinelli, go ahead.
Yeah, I also think, as bad as it is on college campuses, that's also where there is the greatest appreciation for freedom. You can appeal to the principles of a college student and a young person much more easily than someone who has been knocked around by life and just worked their way through it. And the older you are, I think, to a certain degree, the less principle-focused you are. It's why Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders, you know, these two, like, old, curmudgeonly, geezerly guys, they kick tail in their respective contests, party contests, among the youngest voters.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs expect a solid finish to the year and are confident in the 2018 economy, according to the Fall 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report. Nearly three-quarters of small business owners are optimistic their 2017 year-end revenue will surpass that of 2016. In addition, economic confidence also surged by more than 10% from last fall, as almost half of entrepreneurs expect the national economy to improve in 2018. However, growth plans remain flat from last fall, and plans to hire are down from last year. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
With unemployment at record lows, business owners may be experiencing challenges in finding qualified candidates. This has led to a decline in hiring plans for the year ahead. Even with that challenge, the short-term future is very bright as entrepreneurs are upbeat about the 2018 economy.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez,
you would
live.
Say it close.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us here. Yes, songs for the season. Ah, yes, Gene Autry. Oh, man. What, you know, I love this time of year, Samantha Mills Mao. I'm going to bring you on here right now because, you know, it's, you know, you got the holiday music and all that good stuff. In fact, we're getting ready to go to New York, week after next. And there is something about New York at Christmas time. It's so special. My favorite place, favorite time of the year.
You know, this is like my husband and I are actually going to New York in January. We were hoping that we'd be able to make it for that tree because they have the tree up for a little while in the Rockefeller Center.
Right.
And we will
right.
be there the day after they take it down. And we're like, okay,
oh,
we're going to have to try.
Well, yeah, well, I mean,
it is special this time of year.
Well, if nothing else, I mean, there won't be as many people abounding around there because there, I mean, that is the central location is right there next to, you know, Times Square, Rockefeller Center, right there. People go, it's, you know, the amount of, flashes that, occur every night in front of the tree there is really, it's legendary. And the mass of humanity that goes along with it. So, good fun, good time of year. Hey, real quick here before we get into the viral videos, you may have been following this as well as regarding the Christian Baker. The Supreme Court is dealing with, his case today. This has been going on for quite a while. It's now gotten to the point of the Supreme Court. So many people are praying for Jack Phillips, who's accused of refusing to participate in an anti-Christian homosexual religious ceremony when forced by the government to violate his own religious views that required him to abstain. So, you know, this is a key decision, and many people of faith are praying that the Supreme Court exercise some godly wisdom on behalf of Baker Jack and, you know, the rest of the faith-loving Americans.
Well, you know, I always hope that nobody is forced to do anything like that, that they, you know, that against their will. I always felt like this was a free country. And, you know, if I wanted something made for me, I wouldn't want anybody to ever have to do it with something they're uncomfortable with.
Yeah, right? That they were coerced.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like he didn't tell them. He said, look, there's plenty of cakes here. You want a cake? That's fine. But don't ask me to create something, especially for you, that would violate my religious conscience. And I believe that's a fair and reasonable request. And this is the problem with some of this stuff as it continues to work its way through our society. And because I think most reasonable people are, hey, that's your choice. We live in a free country.
Yeah.
If that's your choice, that's fine. But don't compel me to endorse your choice that I disagree with.
Right. And I think most people would feel the same way. You know, if it was something that, if it was something they were against, they wouldn't want to necessarily take part in it. And then, you know, I really, like, just speaking as a person buying the cake, I wouldn't want anybody to make something for me that they were forced to do. I just think that's not what America's all about. You know, we have a free country, and it's a slippery slope to start having people be forced to do things for other people that they don't want to do like that. You know, it's just...
Yeah. I mean, if there wasn't any...
There's other places.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, it's not like there isn't any other options available. Well, Samantha Mills-Mao is with us. She joins us every week and shares with us these viral videos that are taken off. Some you've heard about, some you haven't. Of course, we go through these, and sometimes we can't get through them all. Sometimes we're fortunate to do so, but in either case, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com, go to Sam's Corner, and, watch the videos yourself, share them with others. It's our gift to you because it's the giving season, and we're givers, aren't we, Sam?
That's right. I think that's, you know, the best part of the season. As much as I love getting gifts, I love being able to give gifts and, you know, find little special things for people and, it's more than just giving gifts. It's about giving your heart.
Yep, exactly. And we're often reminded that it's better to give than to receive. And this is the season where we really can get connected with that concept and really appreciate it. Hey, let's talk about this first viral video. I saw this the other day. What a touching situation. A woman with Down syndrome competes in a Miss USA state pageant for the first time in history. And the look on her face, oh, my goodness, that's absolutely priceless, Sam.
Oh, she's absolutely gorgeous. Michaela Holmgren, she has Down syndrome. She's 22 years old, and she was actually a contestant in Miss Minnesota on Sunday, which made her the first person with that kind of disability to be able to compete in the Miss USA state pageant, which is a huge deal. She's been doing pageants her whole life. She said she's good at them because she loves doing them. But, you know, and she ended up winning an award. She didn't go home with a crown, but she got a standing ovation from the audience, and people just absolutely loved her. And, I mean, she did a great job, and she looked absolutely beautiful while she's doing it, and it just makes your heart feel full to see people being included that exactly. Haven't been able to be included in the past and be able to take part. And she did just as good a job as anybody else, you know, getting out there and looking great and holding herself, with class and dignity. It's just really amazing to see.
Yeah, really precious, no doubt. This next one, a military mom learns not all soldiers receive care packages, so she sends 10,000 boxes. Wow.
That's right. A woman in Wisconsin, this actually started about 10 years ago when Leanne Bodwin, she had two sons in the military, and she'd been sending them packages in the mail, and whenever she was talking to them, she found out a lot of those guys were not receiving care packages, you know, so she's talking to her sons, and she's like, it's breaking my heart that these guys are over there, and they feel like they're forgotten about during that time, you know, there's some of them, you like to think all of them are getting care packages, and she decided she just couldn't let that be, and she decided to start an operation called Support the Troops, and since then, she's got volunteers. She started out of her basement. She sent 10,000 care packages. And, you know, those guys just need encouragement. You know, they're not over there. They're not able to have Christmas with their families. And you know this. Yes. Personally.
Well, I know it from a standpoint. I never had to serve. I was fortunate. I didn't have to serve overseas. But when I was in boot camp and in training, when we got care packages from home, boy, that was a special event. And you know, you talk about even at a training level, but you can only imagine what these other soldiers who were deployed, you know, for sometimes over a year at a time away from their family and have any kind of connection. I mean, today to have the, you know, kind of communication, the connectivity that's available, you know, to them on the Internet, Skyping and all that sort of thing, that is just glorious. But to, you know, get a package, you know, from other patriots here in America thanking them for their service. I mean, this goes a huge, huge way, and it really lifts their spirits. And because you can only imagine, I mean, here we are, you know, we're around the Christmas tree singing Christmas carols, shopping, and they're out there dodging bullets and, you know, dealing in harm's way here. And, you know, lest they be forgotten, let's not forget them this year. Do what you can to participate. And congratulations to this mom. Thank her so much for her efforts.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's fun to put those care packages together. And
Yeah, that's the other thing, right?
It's fun for those guys to get them. And she says she's received a lot of letters from different people who have received her packages, which she makes her more motivated to keep going. She says she's going to do as long as she can.
10,000 boxes. That's amazing. This next story, I love you. I know I'd love your new husband too. A heart-wrenching moment. A bride whose father died when she was just 8 listens to the letter he wrote for her wedding day. Oh my gosh, Sam. This is heart-wrenching.
This, if you watch the video, you know, you're watching this young girl. Her dad's name was Todd Excel. She and his daughter Emily just got married. She's from Liverpool, New York, and her husband are in the video and they're holding hands, and her godfather and her uncle is actually the one reading the letter from her father that he wrote before he passed away from cancer. And it's really sweet and touching letter, and you're kind of in tears the whole time. And you know, he's talking about how he knows he loved him too, and how he wishes, and you know, how he's with his daughter all this time. But it ends like kind of on a funny note, which I really, I think it's so sweet. You know, he's got his daughter in tears, and then he's got her laughing all these years later. This letter he wrote, he tells her husband, he's like, okay, I'm not around to, you know, threaten you and tell you I've got a gun that I'm polishing, or tell you I'm going to beat you up if you don't treat her right. And he's like, but I can haunt you, and I will. If you don't look out after my little girl.
Yeah. So after you've gone through 3 boxes of tissues, you know, crying with the couple, you can't help but laugh. Okay, this final one, a former St. Jude's patient grows up to give back to and get engaged at the hospital that saved her. Tell us about that. We've got about 30 seconds left, Sam.
Sure. Katie Bumpus just got engaged. Her boyfriend proposed to her at St. Jude's Hospital. She actually got treated there 15 years ago when she had a brain cancer. As a 4-year-old little girl, they didn't ever think she'd make it to her 5th birthday. And not only did she make it, thanks to the folks at St. Jude, but, you know, now she's a freshman in college. She's going to be an ultrasound technician, and she's planning her wedding for next October. And isn't that what it's all about? Those are the stories you love seeing coming out of St. Jude.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Samantha Danielle Mao on Bill Martinez Live. She's the good news girl. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. You got these stories and others right there that you can cry through your day with if you need a good cry. Right, Sam?
That's right.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge?